gonna be working.
Okay, I guess we'll start. So everyone find their seats, including you, Simon.
Yes.
So this session is about how to work with call quality in Skype for Business. It will expand on Steven's talk. We'll focus more on Skype for Business Online. How many of you here are using Skype for Business Online or working with it, deployed it, tested it? Yeah, cool. And when working with voice in Office 365 in general, it is really necessary to plan, deliver, and operate. And that's where the Skype Operations Framework comes in. Anyone here have taken the assessment? Yeah. Anyone here not looked at Skype Operations Framework? So yeah, most of you have knowledge of it. Personally, I like it a lot. It's a framework provided by Microsoft, and it's probably nothing new though, because in each stage, you have the planning stage, deliver stage, and operate stage. You have tools, methodologies, and training in order to succeed with a deployment. And typically in the planning stage, you have the bandwidth calculator. In the deliver stage, you have tools like the resource and adoption toolkit. And in the operate stage, they talk a lot about the call quality methodology. So there's nothing new here. It's just like the way Microsoft organizes all this information. And if you go to aka.ms/soft, you will find a lot of training there, and both for a customer perspective and for a partner perspective. So I really recommend getting familiar with the content that's available there. And there's a lot of training available that dives into the technical stuff, but also some good training around how to run workshops regarding discovery, envisioning, making sure you have a use case. And there's also a lot of training on the operational stage where you learn a lot about how to maintain a solution. Typically, I see customers, they forget to commit to the operational stage. Don't you agree? It's like it's there, it's working, hands off. And if something breaks, then you need to troubleshoot after it has broken. And that's where the proactive maintenance comes in, like Steven talked about. But it's good to define how you're going to monitor, report, and support your solution. So this session will focus on the operational stage in the operations in Skype Operations Framework, and not touching on the other aspects here, but we are now in the stage where we are maintaining a solution. If you guys have any questions during this session, just ask, and we'll extrapolate on that. Before we move on, let's lift our gaze and look at the story of end user experience. This is really important in terms of looking at quality, voice quality, and users, when they arrive at their office, their expectations increases exponentially of voice quality, right? Because they are in the office, they expect that everything should work always. And the thing is that there's a lot of components within a Skype for Business call that affects voice quality. So you have your computer, you have your headset, and you make your call to the server. And that's where you use the key health indicators to make sure your servers are pristine and performing. You can also have other user factors like tablets and mobile phones, and it may go run over wireless as well. And your call goes out via the mediation server and through the PSTN network. And here we are looking at the media path. We are looking at the quality between each component. And that's how we look at it from a server perspective. You can also have external users. They may connect through VPN. That's not recommended, but some may do that, or they connect through the edge server. And there's a lot of scenarios and components affecting a call or like a voice call or video call. And it could be difficult to get started troubleshooting this. So the call quality methodology that Stephen mentioned really dives into looking at this from a server perspective with the key health indicators, but also look at the media path from client to server and from external users to internal users and so on in terms to find and narrow down the scope. So this is the server perspective. Here is the Office 365 perspective with Skype for Business Online, where you have your users still arriving at the office with the same expectations. This should always work. I'm at my company office, and we have good network. We have an IT department that have full control of all the components, right? So you have your users with their devices, and you have your network equipment. What happens here is that the server is based over the internet, right? So the media path goes through, let me select drawing here, goes through the wired or wireless network to the customer edge, which is the network edge, not the Skype for Business edge. And Skype for Business is online, is consumed through internet, and then hits the nearest Microsoft network edge. And these are the perspectives we are working with in Skype for Business Online. We are working with from customer edge to Azure edge, or from end user to Azure edge, and look at that quality. You also have external users. They may connect directly to Office 365, or worst case, they may connect through VPN, through the customer network, and then go out to the internet. Also, you can have other branch offices that maybe connect directly to the public to Office 365, or you may have centralized internet breakouts. And all these scenarios and aspects are important to be aware of when you are thinking about voice quality when working with Skype for Business in Skype for Business Online. And we are going to talk about how we can optimize the media path so it can go the straightest path as possible. So the three topics I'm covering in this session is the ability to check individual call quality in Skype for Business Online. We are going to look at the advanced call analytics, and it's the same probably as monitoring reports in server, but now you also have access to this online. And this is great news because now we have discoverability inside individual calls also in Skype for Business Online. And this is what we've been waiting for, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yay! Yeah. We're going to look at trends in terms of call quality. We're using the call quality dashboard. I created some custom reports we're going to look at. And then we're going to look at how we can improve and optimize call quality and the media path. Sounds good? Good. A bit about me. My name is Ståle Hansen. I had the honor of being here last year as well. I got invited back. Thanks, Jon. I've been an MVP for 6 years and been focusing on Skype for Business and deploying Skype for Business for the past 10 years. So that's my main focus still, moving more to Office 365 and Skype for Business Online and the full story there. But when I deploy Skype for Business at customers, it's usually with voice and telephony, and been doing that for quite some time. And when I get away from a project, I tend to like to share my findings. So I've been talking at TechEd, Ignite, and I'm also contributing to the Office 365 for IT Pros book together with Tony Redmond and Michael van Horenbeek. And I'm really looking forward to that because we need to, it's not easy to Google Skype for Business anymore, right? Because you find online, you find server, you find new articles and old articles. And if you're working on server, you typically find lots of online articles. And working online, you find some old articles on link. That doesn't help you much, right? Because, But when we usually worked most on the server side, it was Skype or Link, and typically maybe a Link 2010 issue could help you with your Skype for Business issue as well. I work at Cloudway. I started that company in December, and focus is to be a project manager and project lead, and I try to do as much hands-on as I can. So let's dive into the advanced call analytics. Advanced call analytics is what we've been waiting for. That's why we have preferred to deploy on server, because we have too little discoverability. You're flying blind in Skype for Business Online. Now you have the ability to help IT pros succeed with Skype for Business. So Skype for Business Online loves IT pros now. Yay. To a point, from a certain point of view, right? Let me see if I can remove this. Okay. So yeah, and this is really, really helpful. Anyone have taken a look at the call analytics reports? No? Some of you? It's in preview still, and you need to sign up through skypreview.com in order to with your tenant in order to get access. And I really recommend to sign up to skypreview.com to get access to up and coming tools and features, in order to play with it before it gets released. So here it is. Instead of watching screenshots, we can look at it live. But this is the monitoring reports in Office 365. So here I'm logged in. It's a different portal. I think it's called the Modern Skype for Business Admin Portal. Everything is modern. That's new, right? And right now you have access to call analytics, and you have access to permissions. So you have the ability to upload sites here as well. It's the same subnet site data that you can upload to the call quality dashboard. So you can search for, this is for individual calls. So you search for users that have issues. The problem is that I don't have any issues, and that's a good thing, right? So doing it right. You can sort on calls or meetings, and you can find individual calls here and see what happened with that call. And sorting on meetings as well, and it will highlight those meetings that were poor or good. So if you look at a regular call, there you will see that you will get metrics both from both sides, but you will not see the, this is a federated call, so you will not see the data on the federated side, because that data is shipped to the local deployment or tenant. But you will get a view of what system was used, Windows version, user agent, connectivity, Wi-Fi versus wireless, what kind of adapter was used, signal strength, driver version. And this is interesting because when working with call quality, there's a lot of factors that can affect voice quality. And driver versions and BIOS versions as well can affect that. It's also, if you look at the operating system, you can see the patch level, the same for the user agent. For on the network side, you will get the usual network metrics like jitter, round trip time, and you can also do a trace route. If you look at another call, I think we can get more information as well. So let's go back. see. Just find a call I initiated. There. You also see the device. That's interesting. Here I'm using a Sky for Business optimized device. That's good. And but you will see that users are using unsupported devices, or if they're using jack headsets, you will see that it's only the sound card that pops up here. That's not good. So this is useful information when troubleshooting individual calls. In terms of network, you will get some more information in terms of packet loss rates, and you will see that there, if there were an network issue at the time where you had the call and so on. You will also see traceroute. This is good in order to see how many hops there were to the service. If users are in specific networks where you have lots of hops, that can also affect quality. You have the overview, diagnostics, and advanced. Diagnostics gives you more information, and there is lots of fields available. And here, if you have a poor call, you can try to find out what kind of metrics may have affected the call. So the interesting stuff is the network part, the devices that's being used, and so on. On the advanced side, we do get quite detailed reports. And also here you have the microphone glitch rate, which also may identify computer issues. It's really greatly highlighted in the call quality methodology on the server side, but here you also find it on the user side. And if you see a high mic glitch rate, then you will probably need to go sit down with that user and look how he is using that computer. If it's via RDP, and if you don't have supported, it's going through the RDP protocol, or they're doing some other crazy stuff, or they have a overloaded computer, and so on and so forth. Microphone glitch rate should not be over 150. I have seen it up to 20,000. It's like crazy. So lots of good information here. And it's good to be able to know why a call had a poor experience. And if it's Wi-Fi, you can identify the subnet. And if you see that more and more users are having those problems, you can use the call quality dashboard in order to monitor that subnet specifically. But you should not put too much into an individual call as well. It's good to find out what happened. But in order to know that if it's a systematical problem, you need to know, look at all the trends within that area. So don't focus too much on individual calls, but if users, you can detect if users are using it wrong, with the wrong device, maybe a wrong operating system, old client, and so on. You also have permissions here. You can delegate access. So users don't have, or administrators don't need to have a global administrator rights on the Office 365 tenant. So you can delegate for first line and second line support in order for them to have access and look at this data, especially for first line support, that they can go in and look if a user is contacting them and complaining about the call. They are able to look into that specific call directly and give the user some good feedback right away. You also have access to this portal by being a global administrator as well. Any questions? If you have a poor call, you will see it in the overview as well, and you can go in and dive into each category. So moving on. Here is also will highlight if jitter or other metrics is out of bounds. And then you also see Siren as the codec here. This was a conference, and typically G722 is used for conferencing, but probably because of the round trip time here, it failed over to Siren, and the quality in the conference gets poor. It's better with G722 in terms of codec quality. So this is probably not perfect, but it should. It's about around where it where the max value is before the call gets bad. So that's individual discoverability. We do have that now in Sky for Business Online. This is an awesome tool. I just deployed Sky for Business Online for a larger company in the Norwegian terms, around 4,000 users. And they do have a lot of different sites, a lot of wireless, a lot of wired. And being able to look into individual calls when complaints come in is really, really useful. I also want to talk about headsets, because it's not okay to use other headsets and optimize for Skype for Business. The reason for that is they actually do go through a certification process. They do adapt and are fitted for this kind of usage. Typically, it's USB based, so it gets automatically selected as the default audio device. Plug and play almost always work, right? Basic call control on the that the buttons on the headset, when you mute, you get muted in Skype for Business as well. And it's displayed in the client. And there is a lot of around audio quality that's done into these headsets, like no echo or SS glitches, echo cancellations across devices, support for wideband audio, which is important for still codec typically. And it also supports comfort noise. And anyone here know what comfort noise is? Yeah? Yeah, correct. So actually, Sky for Business plays a sound when it's silent, because early in the early IP telephony days, we didn't have comfort noise. So you always asked, are you there? Are you still there? Oh yeah, I'm here, but just didn't say anything. And because if it's total silence, you don't think the call is active. And that's why comfort noise is important. It's just like that bus just behind the hearing path. And if you use a gaming headset, for instance, they don't support comfort noise. They do want to cancel out the noise when you're not speaking. It's a different purpose headset. But for voice or IP calls, we do want comfort noise, and this is really important. Typically, we see in deployments that we have users with great headsets from before. They're used all the time, works great. Like the Bose headset. Who here has a Bose headset? Yeah, more of you have. When you go to on planes and stuff, great headsets. They are expensive. They have to be great for Sky for Business, right? No, they are rubbish. Also, the iPhone headsets. Headset buds, great for iPhone, rubbish for Sky for Business. So don't use them. Don't allow them, because they pick up everything around in the room, and they are jack-based, so they are dependent on the quality of your sound card and what kind of settings you have there in terms of volume and stuff like that. And it is I was in a cafe once with a colleague. It was quite a noisy cafe, and with noisy machines, loud music, and we were going to do a Skype call. So we logged into each our computer with our headsets. I used, of course, a Skype-optimized headset. My colleague used both, and it was so terrible. And the difference was so large because I didn't have any background noise. He had all the background noise. So it was impossible to hear anything. So I had to give him another optimized Skype for Business headset. And using that, we were able to complete our call because it picks up everything around you as well. So don't use them. It's not okay. It's great for you for listening, but not for those listening to you. So don't allow it. If you see it in use, you should help them move towards a optimized for Skype for Business headset. Agreed? It's not an option. So, that was advanced call analytics, and headsets are important, so of course, and if you're looking at the network metrics and the carrier, you can find out why probably that call had a poor experience. Let's look at the call quality dashboard. Call quality dashboard is available on Skype for Business server and available in Skype for Business online. And for this session, I'm focusing on the online call quality dashboard, but everything applies to the call quality dashboard on premises as well. So in order to understand the call quality dashboard, you need to look into the different definitions within the call quality dashboard. And you need to know the difference between a stream and a call. A call is one session with multiple participants and multiple streams. A stream is the one-way stream from me to the conferencing server, or from the conferencing server back to me. So it's good to know the difference, and the CQD platform looks at streams typically. What it constitutes a good call? That is, you have great network metrics, and if it's a poor call, one of these settings need to be out of bounds. And you see packet loss rate greater than 10%. 10% is already quite a lot. So when you actually have a poor call, it's really poor. Not in a definition stage, like it was 2%. That's not great either, but it could be good enough. But 10%, that's rubbish. Round trip time over 500 milliseconds, jitter over 30 milliseconds. Degradation average, that's if the call starts on the and you do the initial measurements, and during the call it will degrade, and you will see a different utilization of the on the network. That's degradation. And also ratio concealed average is where the codecs are trying to fix audio problems. So if one of these hits, then it's a poor call. And if everyone is below those values, it's a good call. You also have unclassified streams. Those are those with no reports, typically with federated partners. They are missing metrics, or they are really short. So there were no real metrics to collect. And then you have the poor stream percentage, which is interesting to look at because it looks at all the good streams and all the poor streams, and then finds what grades and how many or what percentage of poor calls there is. CQD is not usable before import your subnets, right? Because out of the bat, CQD creates the reports. It's based on the quality of experience database in your monitoring server. In online, it's the same data, the QoE data. And without having subnets, it will just collect all the different streams in the same report. That doesn't tell you much other than that the solution is in use, because it combines internal, external, it combines Wi-Fi and wired, and also combines your internal network with outside networks. And it doesn't help much to start to look at trends before you upload the buildings and subnets and regions. For online, it is good to create a region or subnet for VPN and mark it as VPN traffic, because it's not automatically marked as VPN in Skype for Business Online like it is in Skype for Business Server. So then you can look at how much traffic do you have over VPN, and you can also look at that from a call analytics perspective and see what kind of users are actually using Skype for Business over VPN. Best practice is that media traffic goes outside of the VPN tunnel and directly to Office 365 or your local edge server using split tunneling. Microsoft has, in the Skype Operations Framework, created a white paper on VPN split tunneling. I recommend looking into that. So importing subnets is just a CSV file, and it contains information about your sites. Typically, this is for online, by the way, and it's much easier to import and create subnets in the call quality dashboard for Skype for Business Online, because you only have to upload this CSV. You also define if it's inside your corporational network or through express route and so on. So in the call quality dashboard, you are able to upload that CSV, and it's quite easy to get started with. And if you want an example file, it's available on the TechNet Gallery that Martin Bohm created in order to get the format correct right off the bat. And it's quite easy to get started with. Typically, it may take between 12 to 24 hours before they are reflected, and also for new data to come into the call quality dashboard. And it's available for up to 6 months. So if you want longer reports, you need to probably export those and create your own offline reports as well. So every time you do changes to the call quality dashboard, it may take up to 24 hours. So here's an example. And the call quality dashboard is available through this link, cqdlink.com. But before I'm talking about that, I can show you then an article I used to import this on server. I found this article very useful, where you actually need to use SQL queries to import it on the server side. And first you define your buildings, then you upload your building data, and then you upload your subnet data. This is PowerShell based, and I recommend this article. You find it on pkpnotes.en, and it really helped me a lot when importing this into a on-premises solution. So let's look at the call quality dashboard. This is the default summary report. Let's start from the beginning here. And Norwegian. This is from a live site, and this is the default reports. It looks to at typically focus on audio streams, and you can get a breakdown per day and so on, but this does not separate or internal or external calls, no subnet ordering and so on. But you see here that it focuses on server to client and client to client. Server to client is typically conferencing, client to client is peer-to-peer calls. When you have imported your subnets, you will get the ability to look at quality across different subnets. And you can then define what kind of subnet you want to look at and get the metrics from there. You can also differentiate between wired and wireless. If you go to detailed reports, you can create your own reports or modify existing reports. The Skype operations framework comes with a template for call quality dashboard. I really recommend taking a look at that as well. So if you Google call quality dashboard template download, you will get directed to the Skype operations framework site where you can download it. So this is a really great report. And if you dive into this, you will see different reports that are interesting, but still not based on subnets. You will see call reliability as well. If there are a lot of failed calls, that will be highlighted here as well. And here you also have Rate My Call that you can start to work with. And in this organization, we haven't informed the user about Rate My Call, so they are probably rating without knowing what they're actually rating. So before really diving into Rate My Call, I recommend that you do some training and user training and do it through smaller groups and have them give feedback and constructive feedback as well. What's interesting here is you also have client versions. And if you filter to 1 month, then you will see what kind of client versions are in use and how many of the calls involve that typical client version. And it will list mobile clients here as well. But this helps you get discoverability into your Skype for Business environment in order to look at what clients are in use and did the patch rollout work and did the users get upgraded and so on and so forth. So if you have a client version, specific client version that you know don't work well with your equipment or you have no known bug, then you probably should work with removing that client version. Also microphone, it differentiates between microphone and speaker. So we can look at what kind of devices were in use in our organization. And as you see, there's a lot of use of either a speaker, computer speaker, or a jack-based microphone headset device, and that's not good. Agreed? Yeah. So start working, having them you move to certified headsets. So you see that there are a lot of users that are using it correct here as well. Same for speaker, that you can differentiate between certified and those that are not allowed. This is really useful information, and it gives us the insight into Skype for Business Online that we've been missing for Skype for Business from Skype for Business server. I also created a custom report. To begin with, we see the adoption within the organization. This is all the calls, differentiated by audio, application sharing, video, and VBSS. Application sharing is the RDP part of when sharing a screen, and VBSS is when you share your desktop from a PC client. And also poor call percentage is interesting. And this is below 1% is quite okay. But diving into this report, you are able to differentiate per subnet. And let's see. And then you are able to And then you can look at on the different subnets for peer-to-peer wired, peer-to-peer Wi-Fi, conferencing wired, and conferencing Wi-Fi. So if you go into edit on the report, you are able to adjust the report in order to find the data you need. And what I did, I looked at the building name pair, which means that your subnet is defined either as a sender or a receiver. We look at total stream count is interesting, and also audio poor percentage, video poor percentage, and so on, and also total call dropped failure percentage, which will tell you if there are communication between subnets that are not as expected. Here we are looking at, in terms of filters, we are looking at the scenario where we have client inside wired to client inside wired based on subnets. So you are able to look at those reports, and you can adjust them to your own scenarios. So here we have wired conferencing. And conferencing is when the subnet is on the second side and on the receiver side. And you will see the amount of calls, the quality of those calls, and so on. Here, you are also able to use regular expressions in order to take out all the subnets with less than 100 calls, for instance. You can use regular expressions in order to filter your view. So if you look at the site with the most calls, we see that in terms of how it is performing, and this is not good metrics, because you see that the poor call percentage is increasing. And you also see that there are increasing dropped call failure as well. And this is something you may or may want to investigate and start to look into that subnet, that region, and look at how the users are doing. And at the same time, maybe also run feedback wizard as well, in the rate my call wizard, in terms of getting feedback for those users. Here we have Wi-Fi as well. Wi-Fi typically have a caller higher audio poor percentage. That's expected, and that's the last thing you should start troubleshooting if you are looking into increasing and working with call quality, because Wi-Fi is a typical known issue for Sky for Business calls, high packet loss rates, and so on. But if you see a lot of calls in a Wi-Fi area from a subnet, especially for conferencing, you may want to help your users move over to wired network for conferencing, and or help them make sure that they prepare their meetings in a good way in terms of moving to wired and using the correct equipment and so on. Cool. So this is really useful information, and we are able to actually do some great investigations even in Sky for Business Online. So it's not that dark spot anymore. It's now lighten up, and we are able to actually work with this in a systematic way. So here's an example from the report, and here we can see the usage of all the subnets, and it will give you across all modalities in terms of both peer-to-peer and conferencing, wired and Wi-Fi. You can also use it for adoption, and here we have all the unclassifieds. Either you haven't added your a subnet for that region, or it's external users. So I really recommend watching the CQD training videos that was produced for Skype Operations Framework. They will dive into how to work with call quality dashboard reports, how you can create your own. And they also walk you through the template that's provided as part of the Skype Operations Framework. So they are available on YouTube. So if you're diving into CQD, I recommend that you go and watch these videos. You may want to set them on fast play because they are quite thorough, but and maybe pause when you find something interesting. But I really recommend them. They are great. So to make CQD usable, add subnet, add your custom reports. Look at trending within each subnet, differentiate between wired and wireless, differentiate between peer-to-peer traffic and conferencing traffic. Especially in Sky for Business Online, that is important because peer-to-peer traffic should be, especially between two wired subnets, should be great quality because that's internal media traffic between networks that you have full control over. While Sky for Business conferencing traffic in online goes over the internet, and you have less control over that quality. So in order to improve voice quality after you have investigated the subnets, you have looked at individual calls and so on, how can we optimize the media path? How can we optimize call quality? You need to understand possible constraints. And possible constraints for a Sky for Business call is network performance, audio and video codec selection, device that you are using. Always use optimized for Sky for Business. It's no joke. It's real. No Bose, no iPhone. It's not okay. It's not acceptable. And also the environment affect your call. If you're in a wireless environment, lots of Bluetooth and other stuff that may interfere on your wireless traffic that may also affect call quality. With a global Sky for Business Online deployment, you now have the ability to use regionally hosted meetings, and that is where you can move users closer to where they are homed. And so if you have a European tenant, you are now able to move users over to the US data center and have them sign in there, do conferencing there, so they are closer to where the users are. Because if you have a global deployment, distance-related latency is also an issue. This applies to on-premises as well. If you have a global Sky for Business server deployment, you should try to have the conferencing pool and the sign-in pool as close as possible to where there are users. So now you can do this in Sky for Business Online as well. The service is in preview or it's released in a limited way. And if you're interested in trying this out, you should contact support. So how do you look at the network with Skype for Business Online? So Microsoft thinks about this as the customer network, internet, and ISP. And you have the edge front door, the edge network edge, and then you have the Azure backbone, which always is in pristine quality and awesome, according to Microsoft. But that's not something we can do anything about anyway, right? So we don't care about that. So there are two ways to look at quality when working with Skype for Business Online, because it's quite difficult to know, is it the user and the subnets, or is it the internet provider? And the differentiate between that is important. So you can measure from the customer edge, network edge, to the Azure edge, and from where your users are to the Azure edge. And there are tools available for that. The goal is to get to the nearest Azure edge server. Microsoft uses GeoDNS in order to achieve optimal connectivity. And this is where centralized versus decentralized internet breakout plays a role. So I had one customer that had centralized internet breakout in Germany, and they had DNS, public DNS breakout in Asia. That doesn't work well, right? Because when you go out, you resolve Azure Edge in Asia and go from Germany to Asia. So that's not good. So look at, go towards decentralized internet breakout. That's best practice for Office 365 in general and Skype for Business Online, because then you have an optimal media pass from the users to the conferencing bridge. Wi-Fi is an issue here, you typically don't get quality service on conference calls. So when should you consider ExpressRoute then in order to optimize the quality? Turns out that ExpressRoute doesn't help much with Skype for Business Online and Office 365, because Office 365 is a public service. So you don't get a backbone line to the Office 365 backbone. It will access the public services the same way as internet provider. But when you are to consider ExpressRoute, if you want to have an SLA on your connection, and if you want to have planned and guaranteed bandwidth, and also if you're able to do end-to-end quality of service, you can use ExpressRoute, because quality of service is turned on for the Skype for Business servers in Office 365. So, but ExpressRoute is just another connection to a public service. And you should also work with your ISP instead before buying an ExpressRoute, because it's quite expensive. And try to optimize the path from your network to the Azure edge. And if you see a route like this, you can maybe work with the ISP to get the more optimal routes, or maybe a direct route. It's not that the hops within a network is bad, but it introduces more possible failure sources. So use TraceCert. It should be between 8 to like 15 hops from your user to the Azure edge. More than that probably will work as well, but it may introduce more issues. So maybe you can contact the ISP and get a more optimal path. You can also use the network assessment tool in order to check the quality against the nearest Azure edge from your clients. You can do this directly from at the customer edge, the network edge, and where the users are, in order to get some good feedback directly from that location when assessing the quality for Skype for Business Online. Of course, you should do a series of tests, because individual tests may be off for some point, It's a good tool in order to know how the connection to Sky for Business Online is and if it's optimal. If you have users in different data centers, it could be good to know where your users are located. This is a script by Curtis Johnstone from Canada, where you can get all the users based on where they are hosted. And if you see that some users are in a different data center, you may see that the performance to that specific data center may be off. So you may want to work with getting those users off or maybe work with optimizing path to that data center. We have seen that the performance from two different data centers may vary. So even though it works at some point, it may change in the future because you have moved data center. So it's important to understand the possible constraints on the network. We have spent a lot of time on the network metrics and so on now, and we looked at how we can optimize for Sky for Business Online, how we can identify trends within subnets, and identify individual call. So let's look at a systematic approach. You can identify individual calls, then look at trends within a subnet, and go back, and also make sure that you have an optimal connection to Office 365. Remember the user story. There's a lot of components that affects voice quality, and even internet connection can be one of those. Remember, if you have VPN users, they should go directly to the internet when they're doing media using split tunneling. And also, if you have branch offices, it's recommended to have a local breakout for internet. With that, I thank you for your time.
Stay for a little while, I'll go get some presents for you.